morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, March 30th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild and crazy ride it is. It just gets wilder. There are few reprieves, and those reprieves are refreshing, I think. But there's definitely a coordinated effort to destabilize America, and I've been saying for years, it's kind of like that old football game with the vibrating magnets beneath the surface, the metal football game. You stand your players up and turn it on, and the board would vibrate until many of the players fell over, and that's kind of how America feels these days. If we could recall the warnings of history, our own in particular, and return to a general sentiment of virtue, morality, and religion, we might have some hope. As Patrick Henry put it, in the late 18th century, virtue, morality, and religion, this is the armor, and this alone. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. But there are few reprieves. The peaceful protest and good debate that was had at Notre Dame, I think, last night, that was a good indication of a marked departure from the recent protests that we've seen at colleges and universities around the country. Recently, much of that protesting is influenced and or paid for by Alinskyite Marxist provocateurs, I would say. Interests like George Soros, for example, predominantly. But I digress. So, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. Feel free, as always, to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. And speaking of discussion, let's kind of get into it a little bit today, shall we? So much going on. The Senate Select Intelligence Committee is holding hearings beginning today, obviously, investigating the Trump-Russia nonsense. That's interesting. Folks going back and forth on Georgetown University Professor Emeritus Roy Godson's testimony. And so that's interesting. And you can, I guess, interpret Roy Godson any way you like. Some folks think he is a subject matter expert, Cold Warrior holdover par excellence, and others think he's just another moldy, musty agitprop holdover. So, again, it depends on what your own leaning is there as far as how you might view Roy Godson. But one thing is clear in all of these hearings and investigations, and right now we have the House Intelligence Committee, Senate, and FBI known to be investigating all these rumors. The FBI began its investigation back in July. of last year. And there are recent revelations that Director Comey, FBI Director Comey, wanted to come forth with the Russia meddling narrative before the election last year. But then some folks are speculating that, some insiders are speculating that it wasn't the particular aspects that most folks would think of that he wanted to come clean with. So it's interesting. I touched on this yesterday a little bit, and some fun, provocative sound bites have come to light as a result of some digging, some investigative journalism. Sarah Carter and John Solomon, in particular, over at Circa News, have been doing some interesting reporting. Sean Hannity has pointed to a lot of that. But Evelyn Farkas is an interesting character, an interesting figure in all of this. Former Russia-Ukraine-Balkans Caucasus Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, and Council on Foreign Relations, Atlantic Council, et cetera, was on with Mika Brzezinski, daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, obviously, and former old school bad girl extraordinaire, I would say. But Evelyn Farkas was on earlier this month, and she had some interesting things to say. Very provocative. It seems that what is happening amidst the cacophony of leftist, democratic, whatever you want to call it, partisan clamor as far as the Trump-Russia collusion narrative is concerned, amidst all of that, you know, and when senators hold a presser and say that they're the adults in the room, you should be concerned. That's bizarre. Again, that reminds me of the OJ defense. Absolutely 100% not guilty. We are the adults in the room. We're going to hold hearings. It feels to me like you discredit yourself immediately when you say that, but I digress. So, Evelyn Farkas, her remarks on MSNBC with Mika Brzezinski earlier this month have been circulating widely in the last 24 hours as a result, again, of the reporting of Sarah Carter and John Solomon. This unearthed, this is the soundbite that really is pretty explosive. Go ahead, please.
I was urging my former colleagues and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff's dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence. So I became very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
A lot going on today.
Yeah.
Mark,
that's Alfred. Why you have the leaking.
So there's quite a bit in that shocking soundbite. And so there are a couple of articles posted on Fox News, by Fox News, yesterday in the lead up to Sean Hannity playing the soundbite, having Sarah Carter and John Solomon on. Also, Jay Sekulow, which is interesting, and some other folks for some commentary. But it was interesting. You heard it. Shocking stuff. That was earlier this month. And as you heard her say, I was urging my former colleagues, frankly speaking, the people on the Hill, get as much information as you can. If the Trump staffers found out what we knew about the Trump staff dealing with Russians, they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we no longer have access to that intelligence. And she was, I mentioned her pedigree earlier, she was a person in a position to know. The Trump staff dealing, as she said, that they would compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence. We have good intelligence on Russia, she said. That's why you have the leaking. People are worried. That's interesting. Very interesting. So, shocking stuff. On May 6th, 2014, Farkas told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that Russia's actions threatened to upend the international peace that we and our allies have worked to build since the end of the Cold War. That in 1991, obviously. News of her resignation broke just over a year later at the end of September 2015. It was on September 28, 2015 that President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin met on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. But this raises a number of provocative questions, not the least of which is, as was observed on Sean Hannity's broadcast last night, if Evelyn Farkas resigned in September of 2015 and the majority, if not all of the Trump-Russia allegations have arisen in the 2016 election cycle, essentially after her departure, her resignation as a State Department official, in her capacity as a State Department official, how is it possible that she can make these claims? For her to say, I was urging my former colleagues and the people on the Hill, get as much information as you can. If Trump staffers found out how we knew what we knew, well, how does she know what we know? If she's been away for over a year. Which is very interesting. So again, speaking of Hannity's broadcast, it was brought to light that according to Sarah Carter and John Solomon's reporting, Susan Rice, John Brennan, Loretta Lynch were all cleared to, quote, request and consume unmasked intel reports. And so Sarah Carter and John Solomon have done some excellent reporting, uncovered very disturbing evidence that it wasn't just the revision of Executive Order 12333 before Barack Obama left office that compromised virtually every American and privacy, etc., but it was a number of other moves by the Obama administration dating back to 2011. And very shocking, very provocative stuff. I'll give you more on that coming up here shortly. But just to kind of dive into a little recap, I mentioned some of this yesterday. And the narrative, I mean, the rabbit hole just gets deeper, obviously. So you got to wonder about that. I think there, if I had to speculate, I would say there is a coordinated effort to delegitimize and dethrone the Trump administration. That seems to be fairly self-evident. But I think it's much more than that. And so we need to be asking questions. So getting back to my thoughts on that yesterday, and I thought it was interesting. One of the things that I have mentioned, you know, to explain Devin Nunes' apparent and seemingly unorthodox behavior over the last week or two, I said yesterday, and I've been thinking, I think I said it before yesterday, but my conjecture that no one seems to be talking about is what if Nunes went to Trump and followed the unorthodox protocol he followed to avoid the disappearance of intel, which was officially provided to him. In other words, what if there is a mole in the House Intel Committee? There seems to be moles in the holdovers from the Obama administration and the Trump administration, most notably perhaps NSA Director Rogers, FBI Director Comey, and others. Sally Yates controversy, people talking about how she was prevented from testifying, only she wasn't. Spicer said he hopes she testifies. We'll be right back. Stick around more right after this break.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me
Encourage you, we're going to play some more clips here. Sarah Carter and John Solomon on with Sean Hannity last night. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I appreciate most in this coverage is John Solomon. He seems to be, speaking of the adults in the room, I think John Solomon is one of the few adults in the room. He's one of the few that aren't sensationalizing things. And speaking of Sean Hannity, I still want to come back to Ted Koppel and give you that whole exchange. Let you decide for yourself, because I have my opinion. I've expressed it. And I think that both men have a point, but I think there's a bigger point there. And as I keep saying, as I've been saying for quite some time now, I think we're all kind of falling victim to what I call generally the glasnost effect, the general decline of American confidence in our governmental constructs and our leadership, and that not by accident, by any means. And that's very unfortunate. I think we should be aware of that and pull back from the Marxist rhetoric, the agitprop, the Alinskyite rules for radicals nonsense, you know, the agitate, irritate, organize, educate nonsense, all that kind of nonsense. And I have mentioned I'll just go back to Mike Huckabee's speech. I mention it often. He was absolutely right when he said back in 2007, and I'm not, for those who don't know, I'm definitely not a Huckabee sympathizer or apologist, not a Huckabee fan. But the way he put it was absolutely brilliant and correct, very concise. He said, to create havoc, actually I need to back up a little bit. He said, we face the danger of mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up in the, he said, in the Islamic world and overthrowing their governments, movements like those that led to the current governments in Iran. Well, who did that? Who's responsible for that? Speaking of the CIA and election influence, covert regime change actions, et cetera, et cetera. But I digress. We have the same problem in America and around the world. This, what you hear called a populist movement that is sweeping the world, coincidentally, but not, is not by accident. It's completely contrived. It's all the same movement. We, you know, coming forward from 1776, the world has seen the same, it's kind of the same recycling of that nonsense. But Huckabee went on to say, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people. And again, do we have the mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up in America? Yes, we do, of different varieties, all being propagandized, being told, you are dispossessed and discontented. And so they respond, oh, I'm discontented and dispossessed. So he said, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings, which is what's happening. these intellectuals, especially at the colleges around the country, talking to people, telling them you're dispossessed and discontented, or harping on that, or aggravating that dispossessed, discontented sentiment, and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, Huckabee said, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. I would say America's functionally illiterate. So this took a small number of intellectuals to find the theory, rally press peasants behind them, the ruling classes, the spark of the underclasses, the fuel of the strong underclasses, the firewall. You rebuild the firewalls, being Marx. Understand what's going on. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very...
Chose man to make me blue.
Welcome back. Unbelievable. Can't stand Karl Rove. Can't stand John McCain. I don't understand how the internet, social media is talking about how McCain is a hero for calling Kim Jong-un a crazy fat kid. I think it lowers the intelligence level of the American public to hear those kinds of things. Again, virtue, morality, and religion. We'll get back to that, though, in the second hour. And that kind of returning to the Ted Koppel, Sean Hannity controversy and discussion. But for now, back to the Circa News bombshell from Sarah Carter and John Solomon. I was going to say in the last segment, I would encourage folks to look up over at Circa.com the story by John Solomon and Sarah Carter titled "Obama's Rule Changes Open Door for NSA Intercepts of Americans to Reach Political Hands." And that should be a story that's republished all over the place. As the story opens, as his presidency drew to a close, Barack Obama's top aides routinely reviewed intelligence reports gleaned from the National Security Agency's incidental intercepts of Americans abroad. Taking advantage of rules their boss relaxed starting in 2011. That's a link to another piece they did titled Some U.S. Intelligence Officials Want Trump to Rescind Obama's Expansion of NSA Data. I would encourage you to look at that one too. But starting in 2011, to help the government better fight terrorism, ostensibly, I would add, espionage by foreign enemies and hacking threats, Circa has learned. Dozens of times in 2016, those intelligence reports identified Americans who were directly intercepted talking to foreign sources or were the subject of conversations between two or more monitored foreign figures. Sometimes the Americans' names were officially unmasked. Other times, they were so specifically described in the reports that their identities were readily discernible. Among those cleared to request and consume unmasked NSA-based intelligence reports about U.S. citizens were Obama's National Security Advisor Susan Rice, his CIA Director John Brennan, and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch. So you see, and the story goes on, some intercepted communications from November to January involved Trump transition figures of or foreign figures' perceptions of the incoming president and his administration. Intercepts involving congressional figures also have been unmasked occasionally for some time. The NSA is expected to turn over logs as early as this week to congressional committees to detail who consumed reports with unmasked Americans' identities from their intercepts since the summer of 2016. Now, it's interesting to note that while this is the reporting that we've seen and that's been echoed, it also seems clear that from official sources, the information, the logs that are being turned over in some other intelligence reports, a number of agency officials, top-level agency officials, are ready to do that, but apparently Obama administration holdover, NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers, is a lone holdout who is stonewalling the release of this information, which is interesting. Again, you kind of get a general sense, you know, listening to John Brennan talking about kind of folding into the anti-Trump rhetoric, having him be one of the folks cleared to request unmasked NSA-based intelligence reports. Susan Rice was clearly an operative, you know, going back to the Benghazi nonsense, that story that she was paraded out to parrot, which was ridiculous. And then, of course, Loretta Lynch and, you know, the illicit Bill Clinton meeting, Comey, you know, there seems to be a circle of intrigue and deception here at high levels that is itself formally being revealed. So we'll see what happens there. But in the meantime, let's go to a couple of clips. I want to give you first Sarah Carter and John Solomon's appearance on Sean Hannity's broadcast last night. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
Explosive report from Circa News. Sarah Carter, John Solomon. Thank you, John, especially for making a rare appearance. Sarah's been doing all the heavy lifting on the show.
She has indeed.
This is very important. Now, how is it that Evelyn Farkas, Sarah, who left the administration, is talking specifically about surveillance? It seems like she's admitting the surveillance that you've been reporting on and John's been reporting on. That took place of Trump transition team members. She's admitting that they unmasked them because they're Trump transition team members. And it seems like she's talking about, well, we got to get it to our friends that they're A, politicizing intelligence, and B, talking about leaking intelligence. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, you know, with the story that John and I broke today with regards to how the Obama administration loosened a lot of the regulations that protected the privacy of Americans. I mean, this was going back all the way to 2011. Remember, everyone thought for a long time, and once it was revealed that in January, when Obama expanded Executive Order 12333 to all the agencies, everybody was just focused on that. But nobody was focusing on what happened before that. And I think with what John and I were able to show is that, look, it didn't happen just in January. That expanded it even further into all 16 agencies. But in 2011, there was already the unraveling of what we consider our privacy rights. And then again, in 2015, it happened again. So they were already set up to look at these unredacted, unmasked transcripts between Americans and foreign officials, or foreigner to foreigner, you know, that we're talking about Americans.
All right,
and
I think that's a huge revelation. Because I think this is important. John, I'll throw this to you, because Evelyn also served as an advisor to Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential campaign. According to one report, was up for a position if she had won. So she's out in 2015. We're talking about 2016 here. How would somebody that was once a rather low level official, with no offense to her, she's serving her country, how would she have known that there was surveillance of Trump and his transition team? If you break down, if they found out how we knew, what we knew about the Trump staff dealing with the Russians, wow, how would she possibly know that outside of government now?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And her appearance raises more questions than we have answers to right now. But it's possible the surveillance started earlier when she was a Russia expert inside the Pentagon in 2015. That's something we have to look at. It's
John, yep. What you just said, they could have been surveilling in 2015?
Certainly possible. Listen, we don't know, so I don't want to leap to any conclusions, but that's one possibility. Another possibility is someone passed this information along to her. It could be some of the information she has isn't classified at all, though she used the word intelligence, so that's a red flag, right? I think her appearance on that show is going to raise a lot of questions, and we may not know the answers to them for a little bit of time, but there's certainly some important questions that she's raised in that appearance.
Let me go through a quick bullet point list and ask if you both agree. Do you both agree she's admitting surveillance, at least of the Trump transition team and the president-elect, took place? She seems to confirm that. Do you both agree with that?
I'd say, listen, there are many different ways you can find out what's going on overseas. Surveillance is one of them. Wiretaps is one of them. Intercepts is one of them. Sometimes human intelligence is another one. A foreign government comes in and said, hey, we found this out about an American.
If they found out how we knew what we knew, that would compromise sources and methods.
Right.
That's
but sources and methods could be humans, too. It doesn't necessarily mean surveillance or wiretaps. It could be one of many different ways.
And it's also
And it may be all ways. It may be all of those ways.
Right.
They may have utilized all of those ways.
Okay, so it seems to acknowledge surveillance took place. Had to. How else would she know this information? Some sort of surveillance. That's the only way that they'd get that. All right. She's also revealing when she talks about if they found out how we knew, what we knew about the Trump staff dealing with the Russians, doesn't that mean some unmasking took place of some kind, Sarah?
I think so. I mean, I think we already showed through our reporting that unmasking took place. And what we know for a fact is that with Flynn, and it's on the separate, you know, investigation, his name was leaked. So Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's name was leaked out there. So we know for a fact unmasking took place. But what unmasking was it? Who was unmasked? And who authorized
the unmasking? She's saying the Trump staff, what we knew about the Trump staff.
Yes, but who in the Trump staff?
How would they possibly know, unless somebody's leaking? Now, then she talks about, I knew it was important. I was urging my colleagues on the Hill to keep this information, gather this information. Who are these colleagues? Do they have security clearances? Should they have access to this information? That would be, if you leak any intelligence, even if it's to a member of Congress, wouldn't that still serve as a felony under the Espionage Act, John?
If it was transmitted through channels that were not authorized, absolutely there could be criminal conduct. If it wasn't classified, there may not be. There's just so many questions we don't know, but I will say that her appearance raised more questions, and I talked to some people on Capitol Hill late today that were telling us they have the same questions. They're going to start asking their colleagues, the Democrats on the Hill, were you taking information from this woman and her friends?
Is this possible? Now, we all can go back to Watergate. And by the way, number one, it proves Trump was right. There was surveillance. We now have confirmed through you guys, James Rosenier, Fox News, and I think this also backs us up. Trump was surveilled. He was right in his tweet that he sent out that day. If we go back to Watergate and we look at Watergate, wasn't that about a break-in, about a political opponent? Didn't that become a big scandal and a president resigned? My question to both of you, do you think based on where this story is now, this has the potential of being even bigger? If we're talking about surveillance, unmasking, leaking intelligence, even bigger than Watergate? Is that a possibility where this ends up? Sarah.
Yes, I do. I think so. I think it's something that needs to be investigated, and I think we need to look at what civil liberties here have been violated and how far this expansion, these regulations have been loosened to allow people. I mean, even in our story today, we talked about top Obama aides viewing unmasked intercepts on a routine basis. What were they viewing? Why were they viewing it? Why did they need to view these? Some may be legitimate, but if we find out that they were just viewing conversations between even then, you know, President Trump and other foreign officials and members of his team.
That's illegal if you don't have a warrant for President Trump, even if it was picked up incidentally. John, how big does this story potentially get?
You know, a couple weeks ago when Democrats were throwing Watergate around, I said the same thing on your show, which is, listen, Watergate had a lot of crimes in it. We're a long way from proving crimes yet, but I do think that there's
Don't you think a crime committed with releasing the intelligence information on General Flynn is not a felony?
We have a leak investigation, but Watergate was much larger than leaks, as you know. In fact, the one leak that made Watergate, a lot of people herald as a great moment. We're just a long way from there yet, but there are important issues that need to be answered here. And the story that we broke today, if you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, you should be really concerned how easy it is today that large numbers of members of the government, for a very low threshold, can ask the NSA, hey, if you intercepted John Solomon or Sean Hannity, could you unmask his name? Because we're trying to understand this intelligence. It used to be that was a very rare moment. When you look at the rules that Obama changed in 2011 and through 2017, it is very easy now for the intelligence community to get someone's American's name and see what they were intercepted.
We got to take a break.
So there you have it, Sarah Carter and John Solomon on with Sean Hannity last night. And you can find the video online titled Circa News, Obama Administration Unraveled Privacy Rights. Very shocking, interesting stuff. And as you heard, hopefully you can infer that John Solomon, again, trying to avoid sensationalist rhetoric, And jumping to conclusions, as he said, you know, it's too soon. We're a long way from proving crimes. But there's a lot of suspicious activity, to be sure. And hopefully their reporting or the substance of their reporting will be followed up on as a result of these revelations and as part of the ongoing investigations. Since, for example, the FBI seems to want to lean on, and the CIA apparently, the broader intelligence community wants to lean on social media or OSINT, since they seem to be getting sort of lazy. At least the revelations, so-called, of Christopher Steele's dossier seem to reveal. So hopefully they'll follow up on this information as well. The broader intelligence community, the House and Senate in their hearings, and even the FBI in its investigation of itself, which, for more on how that always seems to go, maybe we should read R.J. Pistrito's quoting of Gary Lawson's Rise and Rise of the Administrative State in R.J. Pistrito's piece for the Heritage Foundation, published back in 2007, titled The Administrative State, The Birth of the Administrative State, where it came from and what it means for limited government. I really probably should read that. But the point there is simply that when these agencies, hearing that the Department of Defense and the United States military is investigating itself to see whether it was responsible or had some role in the mass killing of civilians in a bombing that I would say gone wrong. What we end up with is plausible deniability every time. What was the statement that was released? The United States military had some role. What does that mean? Where are we that weak and cowardly that we can't even admit when we do something wrong? No, because that would obviously imply that we would have to change that, wouldn't it? We wouldn't want to do that now, would we? We'll be right back. Stick around for it after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
lots and lots of interesting developments. As the organized, orchestrated, engineered deconstruction or destabilization of America continues, it would seem. Amidst all of the Russian meddling, echo chamber, the Russian influence campaign, Trump Russia, et cetera, et cetera. It's interesting how we're only hearing one side of this narrative, and or we have heard predominantly, I should say, one side. It's been a predominantly one-sided narrative, but that seems to be shifting a little bit. Again, as we've kind of played, you know, it seems like the other side of that story is gaining some traction. And as I said yesterday, and I think I've said before, if anything is true, it seems if there is Russian meddling, if there is collusion, then it seems the Russians were indiscriminate. In other words, you know, to back up, so far there's no conclusive evidence presented yet as far as Trump collusion is concerned. There have been a number of stories, you know, recently, I think, as this week, you know, there's the story, there's obviously the echo of Mike Flynn's potential compromise. Maybe he was flipped, maybe blackmailed. Paul Manafort, another one, you know, potential blackmail. That story is circulated. There was a, for instance, there was the political story reported last month, echoed around the mainstream channels. The Hill reported it. Their story, former Trump campaign manager faced blackmail attempt. That was the Manafort story. Number of these stories, but so far no evidence, no concrete evidence. A lot of talk, no evidence so far. In fact, DNI Clapper testified no evidence back in January. And as recently as, what, 2 weeks ago now? No, I think it was last week. FBI last Monday, I think. Director Comey and NSA Director Rogers confirmed zero evidence. A single vote was changed in any swing state. Five specifically mentioned. However, there is a lot of smoke. So much smoke, it appears, if there was collusion, it was likely indiscriminate. In other words, the Russians seem happy to collude with whomever will collude with them, which includes, by the way, the intelligence community. In light of the recent intel community Russian hacker collusion revelation, remember the Yahoo News story? Mentioned that as part of the Yahoo data breach scandal. And let's not forget, who loves pay-to-play collusion more than the Clintons? There is the transfer issue. That's a fact. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.